Welcome back to Community Voices. I'm your correspondent for today, Craig McFarland, and I'm joined by Nathan Peek, who is the head chef over at the Foundry Kitchen inside of Anvil and Forge. Nathan, it's so great to welcome you here to NPR Illinois.
Well, thanks for having me, Craig. Nice to see you.
Absolutely. So, I mentioned that you are the head chef of the Foundry Kitchen inside of Anvil and Forge. I think some people might even be fascinated to learn that there is a separate name for the kitchen that's inside of Anvil and Forge, because a lot of people just say, I'm going to Anvil and Forge to get some food. So can you talk to me a bit about the origin of the Foundry Kitchen?
It's definitely more of a branding aspect of it. Anvil started close to 7 years now, but ever since the inception of Anvil and Forge, it's always been a pivot point. So we had COVID, pivot to canning. After COVID, pivot to food. Once we got food really good, pivot to sandwiches. And who knows what the next pivot's going to be, but it was basically just more of a branding, so it's not confusing the beer side of it from the food side of it.
Here I was thinking that you were here today to tell us what the next pivot is. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God, no.
I'm kidding.
It's always just thrown at me last second. I never know.
So the Foundry Kitchen's been open for going on 4 years, coming up in December.
Yep.
And then you had a major kitchen refurbishment, remodel, and that's been open now for just a little bit over a year. So talk about that evolution, because Anvil and Forge, like you said, opens as a brewery downtown and is successful at that and then decides to bring food into it. How do you connect with the owners of Anvil and Forge and come into their business and basically start to run that kitchen?
It started with the very first restaurant I opened, Biscuits and Brunch with Three Twigs. I was their head chef, and we opened that up right at the beginning of COVID. That was very successful. And then I was approached by Michael Zirkel of Anvil and Forge, one of the owners, and we sat down and had probably about a four-hour conversation about how we could evolve Anvil to create from scratch, made in-house pizzas that would bring more people in to have obviously great beer, but also a really nice craft pizza to go along with that, and how we could tie those two together. Once we got that off the ground and everybody was very receptive to the pizza, you know, we saw a lot more foot traffic and stuff like that. The next obvious expansion is, well, let's just keep expanding the kitchen, see what we can do until we get too big for our britches and say, uh-oh. And thank God we're not there yet. But it's just the evolution of a kitchen. Once it's going really well, you go, what else can we do? What else can we do? And that's essentially what we decided to do. We only did the pizzas and salads. And after that, you ain't got much more for bar food besides fried goods, sandwiches, and really great handmade from scratch ingredients.
And now you always are constantly busy. You've always got a line.
It's never
inside
a slow time, that's for
that
sure.
Place. And you even expanded business hours. Anvil and the Foundry are now open on Tuesdays as well. That's a relatively new development in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And so you just continue to see that growth in that audience and that customer base as well. And partially because of the food, but also the interactions that you are able to get at Anvil. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. One thing that we pride ourselves on is having a very nice work-life balance for our staff and for the managers or anything like that. So that way you don't come in and you get the, you know, the old bartender who's just kind of gruff and doesn't really want to do anything to help you. We always try and be as, you know, upbeat, vibrant, and talkative as we can. Obviously, there's no walls in Anvil. You can see straight back in the kitchen no matter what time of day, sometimes for better or for worse. But we always make sure that the staff is in a really good place, that they're happy, they enjoy coming to work, because, you know, that ultimately bleeds off on the customer. If the kitchen staff isn't very happy, well, sometimes your food might taste a little different too. So we want to make sure that everybody really enjoys coming to work.
Yeah, you go in there too as a customer, and it's almost like everyone is Norm from Cheers, you know? It's like you're there and everybody knows your name, right? So let's take it back, though, because, you know, some of our audience may have remembered your days on stage and performing and your talent for music, but maybe they don't know quite your origin story when it comes to getting into cooking and making this wonderful food. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about your passion for food?
It's always so hard to kind of nail this down into a very succinct kind of soundbite, I would say. You know, like everybody else, I started in the kitchen with my family when I was much younger, and I just enjoyed cooking as a kid with them, you know, as long as my attention span could handle it as a kid. But when I was 13, my father drafted me as a dishwasher for the kitchen he was working in, At 14, I moved up to the sandwich line, 15 to the pizza side, and by 16, I was running the whole thing by myself. I don't know why they thought that was a good idea, but it happened. And then I took a year off to do, like you said, theater, and I left kind of the food aspect of it behind. Went to school for opera. I don't know how that happened. At some point, the opera kind of faded away. I was doing musical theater, and the passion kind of revved up again. I was working as an actor at the Abraham Lincoln Museum, and along the way, I just started trying to do my own small little food blog on Facebook, where I would go home, drink some beer, and make food and just train myself. And then one day I took the jump, I left, and I became, you know, a manager at a local restaurant and really tried to put myself in a position where I could learn and grow myself in the culinary world. My big thing with food is I love to see how much people love it, but I also wish that more people would take care of it better. There's a lot of places in Springfield that don't necessarily go above and beyond, and some people go for that, but I personally want every aspect of the meal that you're going to eat is made by hand from the freshest ingredients possible and the safest way possible. We all have to eat 3 times a day. Why should we not enjoy that time and make sure that what we're putting into our bodies is the best possible thing we possibly can? Going back to, you know, the origins of what are the 3 things we need? Food, water, shelter. And sometimes I think we just throw the food away because we're in such a rush, when realistically we should be taking that time to enjoy what we're eating, putting into our bodies, and cherishing every chance we get to.
As someone that has been a patron at Foundry Kitchen and Anvil and Forge, I will say that you are great at providing bolder flavors for yeah. your customers, because I think it's something that, you know, you do go in, you hear that you're in sort of the bar food space, and you kind of have a vision in your mind what that's going to look like. But when you walk into your place, you've kind of tilted that on its head. You have provided a lot more spice to your recipes, whether that, and I don't necessarily mean spicy, I just mean spices, flavorful spices. So can you talk about where you enjoy coming up with these recipes and being able to make these new dishes that are a bit bolder than maybe some customers would have experienced elsewhere?
One of the things I've found over the years of being a chef and stuff like that, and people are not shy to tell me sometimes, that I, like you said, do have big, bold flavors. I tend to go on the salty side, and I tend to go on the spicy side. I know that. I've accepted that. It's just me. I'm always going to have a dish like that. And I think that I specialize in Southern comfort, but not so down home. You can put a flair on it, but I'm always going to be salty. I'm always going to be spicy. I like something that's just going to kick you in the mouth. You can walk away from a restaurant and still have it kind of lingering, and you enjoy it. Kind of like when you go to a really good movie and you think about it for hours afterwards. I want something to be so big and bombastic in your mouth that you go, okay, I have to go back for that and try that again, or try something else. I want to leave an impression. And sometimes if you go on the lesser side, you go, that was nice, but I might forget that. But if it's a little more bigger, it's going to leave a lasting impression. And also, if it's a little spicier, you know, you might have to drink another beer. We got plenty of that too. So it works two ways.
And I should mention too, you know, you mentioned that it's inside of Anvil. And so of course it's a brewery. They have their own craft beers, but it is also open to all ages.
Yeah, absolutely. With the addition of food, we are now able to have people 18 and older by themselves. 18 and younger do need to still be accompanied by an adult. But before that, the law, you know, obviously 21 or older with an ID, but anybody is welcome to come in. Like I said, 18 or younger, please bring an adult. So at the BOS, we twice a year have the FFA convention come in, and primarily, you know, all high schoolers and about, I think, 2 adults for every 1,000 child. We have them come in and they swarm us for about a week, but sometimes it's really only 1 adult to about 15 children. And totally fine, come on in. But, you know, obviously, you have to have that 1 adult to say everybody's good to go. But yeah, that was one of the great things about adding the food, is just expanding our customer base and welcoming everybody into what Anvil is.
So you have, now that you've expanded into sandwiches and you have the fryers as well, You also have a rotating menu. You have new items all of the time. You have weekly specials that tend to be kind of new featured items. How do you and also your staff come up with these types of items? Is it all from you, or do you take suggestions from people that are working with you as well? And how does that all come to fruition?
No, it's definitely not all me. I would say maybe about 60%. I work in tandem with one of the owners, Michael Zirkel, and my sous chef, Sean, and we work together to create new specials weekly, something fresh that you guys can come in and taste and go, this is something different than what I've ever had before. It's something different than the standard on the menu. But it's always good to keep your mind working creatively. You know, if you get tired and you get complacent, things in the kitchen can go down. You lose your drive to do the work. So if we keep ourselves active mentally and always trying to come up with new ideas, which gets more people in the door, it also ensures that we're doing our best in the kitchen and putting out the best quality and product that we can.
What is maybe your, I said that you're someone that appreciates bold food. What was maybe your boldest choice here? And say, like, the last 6 months, what's a dish that you made and you said, we're going to see if this thing works? And did it work?
Well, I would say it's probably one of my most recent ones. We had a Nashville hot fried chicken livers with a blue cheese crumble and our house-made buttermilk ranch over just, you know, Texas toast. Very simple, very big flavor. But it is an old school Southern standard that I was like, I'm going to try it. We're going to try it and see what, you know, see if people take on to it. Because sometimes anything like an organ meat or something like that, people are like, not for me. It sold really well. And, you know, we put it on the internet and people were craving to come in and try it. I will say less than normal. you know, they came, I had people come back 2 or 3 times to get them because I said, you know, it's not going to be around very long. But it was such an old school standard for Southern food that people said, I haven't had it in ages. So I'm so glad you guys are doing this. Thank you so much. Are you going to do it again? No. You know, it was the one time try. It was great. But just, I think that was probably one of those ones where you just throw it out there and say, we'll see what happens. But I was so glad to see that so many people came in and were a fan of it.
Do you have a particular signature item that you just really were so happy with when you got it on the menu, something that you really enjoyed that is sort of your mark on the Foundry?
I'd say the one that outside of our classic smash burger, which is definitely our highest seller, is our Cluck Off sandwich. So it's a hand-breaded 6-ounce chicken breast with our own house-made seasoning. And then on a brioche bun, arugula tossed in a spicy vinaigrette, and then house-made buttermilk ranch, and hand-cut what I call bread and bearder pickles. So at the brewery, you know, we have all the beer. I'm going to try and include any beer I can into everything. So we hand-cut the pickles, we make them in-house, and I use a 50-50 brine with pickling brine and beer. So that way, every single bite, you just get a taste of that beer, makes you want a little more. That's the point of a brewery, drink a beer. But that one has sold incredibly well, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So that, for one, is definitely going to be, I think, a staple that lasts forever there.
That's fantastic. Now you have everyone hungry that's listening to NPR Illinois here over the lunch or dinner hour as well. But I want to talk about your future.
Sure.
And where you're heading, because I know you are exploring options for a standalone restaurant in Jacksonville. So talk to me about that.
It's going to be a standalone restaurant and flower shop. So it's going to be a little bit of a spin. My partner in life and in business, who has also been in this program, Ross Blakeman, owner of Rosebud & Co. in Beardstown, it was our idea to combine both of our worlds, meld them together. When he was diagnosed with cancer close to 4 years ago, when he was going through chemo treatment, we came to the conclusion, you know, time is limited. Life is precious. Life is valuable. So if you have an idea, don't say I'm going to do it next year. Start now. And we were on the couch and we just came up with the name, Salt and Petal. But it's a blending of my love for food and his love for flowers. So if you come in for lunch and you go, oh shoot, it's grandma's birthday, I completely forgot. Well, we could take care of that there too. Or you have to come in and pick something up and you go, I'd really like to just stay for lunch. Well, we could take care of that too. So the Salt and Pedal, we are looking at Jacksonville, Illinois. Jacksonville is my hometown, born and raised. Ross was born and raised in Beardstown, so we're small town, you know, boys. We just want to take what we love and bring it back to our communities. Ross has been open in Beardstown for coming up on 3 years, I believe, and is doing incredibly well. And I can't wait to bring my passion and our love for what we do to Jacksonville, as it is trying its hardest to become a really thriving city. It's doing so many wonderful things for itself that we want to get in there while it's thriving too and just see the amazing things that Jacksonville can do and how we can add ourselves to that as well.
Now, I know you're in the stage where you're looking for some investment in that as well. If people wanted to reach out or contact you, how did they do that?
Yeah, so we are definitely looking for anybody who can help. As everybody knows, opening up a business can be very time-consuming, and you better have deep pockets. So if you want to reach out to us at the Salt and Pedal on Facebook, it's going to be Salt Plus Pedal. We decided to use a plus instead of an ampersand. You can definitely reach us there. Our email and contacts are on there as well. If you want to give the page a follow and just stay up to date with what we're doing, we do believe here within the next year we're definitely going to be building our roots in Jacksonville. So we're definitely going to keep that page updated and fresh with new information. You know, any help is appreciated. Always throw a kind word if you like what you see. We hope to get this off the ground and see everybody just coming into our doors within a year.
And speaking of going in and seeing you, go down to the Foundry Kitchen at Anvil and Forge. You'll see you working back there making pizzas and salads and burgers and sandwiches and fries and mozzarella sticks as big as your head. You'll see all of that down at the Foundry, which, by the way, is going to be right there kind of in the middle on Washington between 6th and 7th Street in downtown Springfield. But Nathan, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Craig. I appreciate it.